Right. Well, we have a 3 million ounce historic resource in Manitoba. That's the Monument Bay gold deposit. And it's been around for about 30 years, but we're in a new gold price environment. We are doing a reevaluation. We will be having a new resource published this fall. We have a great team with SRK leading that resource evaluation. We just press released on March 2nd that we had concluded the relog of 11,500 meters of drill core. This is a deposit that's had 185,000 meters drilled through it over a span of 30 years. And we're now going back and reevaluating this deposit. And we're also monetizing the tungsten component. And the discovery there is garnering a lot of attention. It has been around for a number of years, but we are now beginning to unlock value. We had an 11% copper massive sulfide discovery that we announced into market in February of this year on the back of our drill campaign. So in terms of where we are, yes, we're in very prospective areas that are well known for their endowment of gold and other minerals. And we're fully funded for our projects this year to complete all of what's needed for the resource update at Monument Bay, as well as some field work on some of the prospective regional targets this summer at Monument Bay. So we're in great shape there. We have about $1 million for TPK to complete some additional geophysics and ground prospecting before we begin a drill program this fall to follow up those discovery targets, both in terms of the high-grade gold discovery at a depth of 24 feet from surface. So essentially right at surface, we had visible gold, 20 grams per ton over 8.5 meters. We're going to be following that up after the geophysics. And we'll also be following up the massive sulfide 11% copper discovery in the same regional area. So in terms of next steps for us, that 7.6 million really takes us through well into 2027 in terms of our hard dollars. So we're in great shape.
Good day, everybody. This is Steve Yang here with Natural Resource Stocks, and today I've got with me Kyle Stanfield with On Gold Resources. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Steve?
Not bad at all. So,
Good.
On Gold Resources, I am not currently an investor, although that may change. And the reason why I brought you on, Kyle, is because I want to get to know about your company. I know that we're going to be meeting in the Atlanta conference. And I know that you're, Michael Gentile is a big time supporter of you guys. So just wanted to get to know you guys a bit. Kyle, just for our listeners, you guys are on the TSXV Canada. On the it's ONAU, I believe in the U.S. OTC, you're ONGRF.
Right.
Frankfurt Stock Exchange is 61Y, and you guys are on ongoldresources.com. Is that all correct?
Yes. Yep. That's right.
Kyle, let's get into it. Let's if you want to introduce yourself, kind of tell us about your background, how you got connected with On Gold Resources, and then let's jump into the On Gold Resources.
Well, thanks very much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here, and we are excited about the Atlanta conference. You mentioned Michael Gentile. He is a major shareholder, and Michael actually brought me in to run this spin-out company from Northern Superior Resources that was bought by IAM Gold last December. So shareholders did very well there. I've been in the gold space for almost 30 years. I helped develop two major gold deposits in Ontario, Rainy River, which we sold to New Gold, and also the Magino deposit, which was sold to Alamos. And I was tapped by Michael Gentile about 3 years ago to help them with some of their assets in Ontario. And so I agreed to join as the CEO, and I've been in the seat now for 2 years, and we've expanded the company. We've had a discovery in Ontario, and we also diversified through an acquisition and making Agnico Eagle our major shareholder. So lots of time on the de-risking space, strategic planning, project implementation. I've been fortunate to be involved in two major gold mine developments that are operating in Ontario. And so that's a little bit about my background.
Awesome. Kyle, if you can give us the 50,000 foot view for On Gold Resources, what are you guys all about? Why are you guys relevant?
Right. Well, we have a 3 million ounce historic resource in Manitoba. That's the Monument Bay gold deposit. And it's been around for about 30 years, but we're in a new gold price environment. We are doing a reevaluation. We will be having a new resource published this fall. We have a great team with SRK leading that resource evaluation. We just press released on March 2nd that we had concluded the relog of 11,500 meters of drill core. This is a deposit that's had 185,000 meters drilled through it over a span of 30 years. And we're now going back and reevaluating this deposit. And we're also monetizing the tungsten component. We've had tremendous support from the Manitoba government in that regard. In Ontario, we have a gold and copper discovery in the Ring of Fire of Northern Ontario. This is a property which is accessed off of the Musselwhite Gold Mine Access Road in Northern Ontario, Winter Road Access. And so those are our two flagship projects. We also have a JV with Evolution Mining, who are very active in the Côté Belt of IAMGOLD's Côté Gold Mine. And that JV is a $7 million JV, and they're active in the area as well. So we've got a lot going on.
So you guys are primarily in the Manitoba and Ontario space, is that correct?
That's right.
So you guys, I mean, my understanding about those areas is that can be pretty friendly for mining, but I don't know how long the processing for permitting can take. I guess it can vary. If you can walk us through kind of what that's like, if the First Nations is it a factor, and how you guys are navigating that.
Yeah, well, we received our approvals for the Manitoba project soon after acquiring the project from Agnico Eagle, and they became a major shareholder. So they own 12% of us. They are our single largest shareholder. And Manitoba was very supportive. We received our approvals very quickly with our relationship with the First Nation. We have a very close relationship with Red Circle Lake First Nation. They're very supportive. They want to know what the next steps are going to be in development. And so we're taking it through that very detailed resource review and then looking at a potential PEA for 2027 and next steps. So very supportive. And on the Ontario side, we've had great support as well. The First Nation involved with the project signed their very first support agreement with us they've ever signed. And we have a very close collaboration. I was actually in the community last week talking about next steps. They want us back, and we're just planning that next phase of the project here right now as we issued to the market in our February release. So yeah, lots of great support.
Kyle, what drew you guys to the area? Are there neighbors that are relevant to talk about here? Is there, if you can talk about the roads and the access, and then just kind of what drew you to these projects?
Yeah, well, the Wannamun, Stawell-Wannamun Fault, which extends from Ontario through the Greenstone Belts all the way across into Manitoba, we are on that belt. And the Musselwhite Gold Mine is part of that. So we are in a jurisdiction which is heavily gold focused. The Ontario project TPK is in the Ring of Fire, which is world renowned in terms of its mineralogy, both in terms of nickel, gold, copper, etc., precious metals, as well as base metals and also critical minerals. And the discovery there is garnering a lot of attention. It has been around for a number of years, but we are now beginning to unlock value. We had an 11% copper massive sulfide discovery that we announced in the market in February of this year on the back of our drill campaign. So in terms of where we are, yes, we're in very prospective areas that are well known for their endowment of gold and other minerals.
And then you mentioned the PEA coming in the fall. If you can, is there something that needs to happen before that? And then also, what kind of potential are we looking at here in terms of scale and grade?
So the first step right now for Monument Bay, the 3 million ounce historic gold resource in Manitoba, is an updated resource estimate. So that'll be an NI 43-101 published report this fall. And after that, we'll be looking at a PEA in 2027 as a next step. But we're very excited about that resource update that's coming this fall, particularly with some of the new cross sections we've issued out in our news releases showing the mineability of this deposit, the continuity of gold grade, really advancing the understanding of the deposit. And we'll have more to talk about as the months proceed with additional information.
So you guys got gold, and you also mentioned tungsten. Now, tungsten's my understanding, at least the China seems to have cornered the market there. Like, how much of this is, do you have a lot of tungsten? Is this kind of, how, is that being evaluated? Do you see that as a kicker bonus? This kind of, where does the tungsten stand?
Yeah, it is a kicker bonus. It's never really been evaluated previously. Tungsten, as you indicated, has changed tremendously in terms of where it is sourced from. Approximately 85% of the market supply comes from China, and there have been limitations. We are burning through tungsten tremendously with world events. And so you see that reflected in the price of tungsten. So for us, We need to evaluate that resource, monetize it as part of this resource update, and we are doing that, and we have very credible QPs involved in doing that, and we're excited about bringing that to the market as part of the resource update this fall.
Let's go to your finances. Let's start with your balance sheet. How much money do you have in the bank, and how far does it take you?
Yeah, we have $7.6 million in the bank right now.
That Canadian?
We're fully funded. Pardon?
That's Canadian?
That's Canadian, correct. Okay. And we're fully funded for our projects this year to complete all of what's needed for the resource update at Monument Bay, as well as some field work on some of the prospective regional targets this summer at Monument Bay. So we're in great shape there. We have about $1 million for TPK to complete some additional geophysics and ground prospecting before we begin a drill program this fall to follow up those discovery targets, both in terms of the high-grade gold discovery at a depth of 24 feet from surface. So essentially right at surface, we had visible gold, 20 grams per ton over 8.5 meters. We're going to be following that up after the geophysics. And we'll also be following up the massive sulfide 11% copper discovery in the same regional area. So in terms of next steps for us, that $7.6 million really takes us through well into 2027 in terms of our hard dollars. So we're in great shape.
Let's go to your share structure. If you can mention also the key shareholders and you know, how active you guys are on the open market.
Yeah. Well, you know, what was really exciting, I mentioned earlier, Northern Superior was acquired by IAM Gold. So prior to that, Northern Superior held 48% of our 73 million shares outstanding. So we were really very tight. Agnico holds 11% of the company. So when those shares were distributed on the acquisition of Northern Superior by IAM Gold, suddenly we had, you know, well over 1,500 new shareholders. And I reached out to all of them, sent them a personal letter, invited them to understand the story. And I had a lot of great feedback. A lot of shareholders came back and said, you know, I really didn't know the story. I've now had a closer look. Thank you for reaching out. I'm buying more. And a lot of great feedback. So we are becoming better known. We've got good news flowing. And in terms of the share structure, with Agnico being the major shareholder, it's exciting. We will be having regular technical update meetings with Agnico as we progress the 43-101 resource update. One of our other major shareholders, as I mentioned earlier, is Michael Gentile. I am also a large shareholder as well. I believe in the company, and I think it's important that management show that through investment. So I'd like to flag that. But in terms of you know, getting the name out there, we've had tremendous interest from others, institutional as well. And we'll be looking for those opportunities as we advance more news this year.
Kyle, do you guys have options, warrants in money, out of the money, and you know, that can create pressure or help fund the next phase? If you can tell us about that a little bit.
Right. Yeah, we have options that are in the money. You know, I don't think anybody's you know, taking those options at this point. Really, we're focused on continuing to build value and look for those opportunities to appreciate the stock price. Obviously, you know, with what's happening in the gold space right now, you are seeing some pullback in the gold price, but you know, the long-term trajectory is going to remain the same.
Yeah.
And I've been involved in the gold space for almost 30 years. So I remember the cycles, and I remember at Musselwhite Gold Mine when our cash costs were $3.25 an ounce and gold was $2.90. And today we're in a whole new world and that mine is still running very strong. So in terms of where we're going and the news that we're generating, we're on a very solid foundation.
Kyle, I know that you got a lot of mineral exploration experience, a lot of, you said 25, 30 years in gold or a lot. Sorry, I didn't get the right number. You know, if you can tell us about the experience with raising money and at what price, and then if you can tell us a little bit about your team. I know I see Gregory, Rodney, Paul, you got some geologists, you got some solid people there, but if you can just kind of tell us if how you got the right pieces in the right place.
Right. So in terms of the financing, we've only done two financings since this company was rolled out 2 years ago. We did a small financing at the end of 2024 when we did the acquisition of the Monument Bay deposit from Agnico Eagle. And we did a larger financing approximately a year later in October of last year on the back of our news that we were drilling at TPK. The TPK project in Ontario has a very large following. It's the largest gold grains until anomaly in North America. And we've now verified that we're on top of the source material for that with the discovery. So when we announced to the market that we were drilling, there was tremendous excitement. We also announced that we were proceeding with additional work at Monument Bay. So that was an opportunity for us to go to the market and say, look, let's raise good money in the market. So we did a raise of hard dollars at 68 cents and approximately 81 cents with the flow through dollars. It was a good opportunity. We're fully funded now for this year. So we're in great shape. We don't need to go to the market right now. We're fully funded. We're in great shape.
What's your current market cap and where would you say you're valued? Do you see an opportunity here for investors? And do you see like maybe a disconnect with where how you're being valued right now?
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, we've seen the whole space has seen a bit of a pullback with world events. Gold is going to, you know, come back a bit, but it's going to go back up again once things settle down because the trajectory is still the same on fiat currencies. That is not going to change. we are locked and loaded in terms of what has to happen in terms of fiat currencies and gold price. So the trajectory will remain the same. And the investors that understand that, who are a majority of our investors, are continuing to stay invested and we'll be able to gain those opportunities as you see those pullbacks. And that's the sentiment that I'm hearing from many people in this space is, look, this is an opportunity to really invest more in quality companies that are building real assets and creating value for the gold space as we move forward.
Any other news that the investors can be on the lookout for? And if you can share your website one more time and how people can find you.
Yeah, so we're at ongoldresources.com. We have a wealth of information on the website. We have a commercial posted there that's been running on BNN that certainly tells the whole story. You know, other components, I think I mentioned Evolution Mining. We have a JV with Evolution. They're a $10 billion Australian gold mining company who are now looking to be engaged in Canada. And we have a JV with them about 40 kilometers from the IM Gold Côté gold mine, where they're starting a drill campaign. Prospective gold property that we have. It's a $7 million earn-in. So that's a nice little kicker that'll continue in the background. We'll have more to talk about when it comes to that later on as well.
Kyle, do you have an email or is there a way for people to reach you guys, follow your story further?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on LinkedIn. I post regularly as well. We're going to be expanding out our social media, telling the story better in terms of that component now that we have a lot of news to share. But if people want to reach out to me, I'm more than willing to talk to shareholders anytime and support their understanding of the company and help them to understand what value we bring. I'm at kstanfield@ongoldresources.com.
Awesome. For our listeners, I am not being paid for this interview. Kyle is not paying for this interview. Kyle is, on Gold Resources, is going to be at the Atlantic Conference, which I am excited to meet you guys. Please do your own due diligence. I'm not giving investment advice. One of the ways you can do that is to reach out to Kyle to follow their story. Check out their ticker, the website, again, on ongoldresources.com. The ticker is, once again, TSXV. It's in Canada, it's ONAU. In the U.S., OTC, it's ONGRF. And the Frankfurt, it's 61Y. Reach out to Kyle with questions. Kyle, thank you so much for introducing the company to me and to us and our listeners. And look forward to following your story and seeing you in Atlanta.
Pleasure, Steve. Thanks very much. Look forward to meeting you as well. See you again.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Bye.
Cheers. Bye now.